The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Hey, welcome back.
Starting to think a little bit more like me, huh?
Man, oh man. Yeah, what does that mean? Do I like wrestling now and weird movies and alternative music that makes you want to cry?
Wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what Jason used to say when I was playing music in here early morning. He would always come by and say, like, oh, it's so depressing.
It was.
Yeah.
I wanted to dance in the hallways, not to that music.
I've never understood it, man. Like, you'll see these things on social media sometimes. They're like, five bands you were really into. I'm like, okay, I don't know. Guns N' Roses, The Beatles, Soundgarden, Alice in, you know, whatever. Everyone's got their own flavor. But then I'll see some people that are like, Morrissey, Joy Division, The Smiths, The Cure, and...
Why are you just going after me?
And I'm like, I know that music is a taste thing. And I respect everyone's musical tastes. But there
except
is,
for that.
There is like a Venn diagram, though, because I've known a lot of people in real life, including my best friend in the world. And that five bands would be Dovetail Joint, The Sheila Divine, Baby Shambles, Modest Mouse, and I don't know, whatever.
Are these real things?
They are.
Okay.
And every single 100% of the time I've seen the people that have the list of bands they're into, and they're all bands you've either never heard of or barely have heard of and are weird, they're all very similar type of people. Mm. They're weird. Mm. And I don't mean that in a good or bad, just there's some sort of inner pride in, like, some people's personalities and being into things that other people aren't
into.
Yeah,
that's definitely a thing.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah, a thing.
It's like if Justin Bieber has a song that I like, I'm going to be like, oh, Justin Bieber had a song I like. I'm not into Justin Bieber, but I'm not going to be like, ugh. And I feel like there's this weird cross-section between that. That's like the... I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. That's like the left's version of the right's how can you put fruit in your beer. They're similar thought processes, but generally they tend to have different types of persuasions. But it's very similar. I'm not listening to mainstream. Sell out. It's the same people.
Wow,
that thought.
Wow, that was a really good analogy.
Thank you. It's the same thing. It's the same people that think Metallica's Black Album is when they sold out.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say something. As a lifelong Metallica fan, Master of Puppets is their best album. You know what their second best album is? The Black Album. Yes, it's better than Ride the Lightning. Yes, it's better than Justice for All. Yes, it's better than Kill 'Em All. Sorry. Cover to cover, that is one of the best rock albums of all time, in my opinion. But when somebody's rolling around listening to Morrissey as like their music of choice, I can understand if someone just died.
The Moz?
Who?
The Moz.
Oh, is that his nickname?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand if your girlfriend broke up with you, if someone just died, if you really hate yourself and had a bad day, I'm going to throw on some Morrissey. But you're like riding around in the car? You're trying to get some work done? I'm going to flip on Morrissey. Hey, what's Morrissey saying? I don't like the thing you say and the big black bird in my way. What?
That's not really a... sound like a...
That's actually a Morrissey song, dude. Big Black Bird in My Way.
Yeah.
It's off his third album.
It's a banger.
It's off his third album, Meat is Stupid, or whatever that album was. The West. It was a fun little sidebar right there. I had to get back in the mood to talk about basketball after the break. The West, a lot of good teams in the West. So we were told. The Phoenix Suns won 49 games and were the sixth seed.
Yeah.
They go. swept. Swept. I do believe that sounder could be used for sweeping now, too. Also as a... Yeah, somebody's sweeping. Yeah. Sweeping away the Suns. The seventh seed, Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, champions from a few years ago, just biding their time. 47 wins.
Out in five.
Out in five. By the way, is out in five better than out in four? Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
You won a game.
All right. The eighth seed Pelicans. 49 wins. Swept.
Out in four.
Swept. The Kings. 46 wins. Didn't even make the playoffs. They won a play-in game against the loser Warriors. And then lost to the Pelicans, who just got swept. And the Warriors? Thank you. 46 wins. Sorry.
Yeah.
They've been putting towels over the chairs in Cancun for everybody else to arrive and meet them there.
So the last five in, technically by seeding, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, are the first five out.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone.
What's interesting about that is this is why it's so weird. Because, okay, the Kings were 0-6 against the Pelicans, but they were 4-0 against the Lakers. Mm-hmm. They were 2-2 against the Thunder, who just swept the Pelicans, who you were 0-6 against. They were 3-1 against the Nuggets, who just went 4-1 against the Lakers, who you swept. What the hell?
Right.
How does that even work? And I believe they were 2-2 against the Timberwolves.
2-1.
2-1 against the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm. Winning record.
So 2-1, 2-2.
Who else is left?
3-1 against the Nuggets.
2-2 Mavs and 2-2 Clippers.
Yeah. Yeah. The Kings were above 500.
Against everybody that's left.
Against everybody that's left. Now, does that mean they would have won play? We don't know that. I'd like to think they, I will tell you this much, the whole suitcase, 250 grand, mm-hmm. the Thunder ain't sweeping them.
I don't think so. I thought the Kings would have done well against
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'd have to say the Thunder would win the series just because mm-hmm. of the seeding.
That's fine.
The,
I get that.
I can't. They're not sweeping them. There's no chance. Styles make fights, and it is really a shame because if it won, and that's what really kills me about this season, Jason, because 1, 2, 3 games go a certain way. They don't give away that lead to the Suns at the end of the year. They... hold on against XYZ. I mean, we don't need to rehash it all. And all of a sudden, they're in the playoffs. And then what are we doing? Because I would have liked... This is a really unfortunate year for the Kings to miss the playoffs.
Yes.
Of course, it's always unfortunate to miss the playoffs. But this year, there could be... Now, look. All said and done, we've been doing this a long time, Jason. It's still highly likely it's going to be Denver and Boston. Where I have all kinds of fun with all this crap and event, you know, first round's neat and cute and all that, but in the end, it's going to be Denver and Boston. But you still got OKC. You've still got Minnesota. You've still got these smaller markets that are in there, and this thing could get interesting. You could have a Boston OKC. You could have I still think the West was kind of a slaughterhouse this year where mm-hmm. they beat each other up. But in the end, in the playoffs, you're seeing a lot of these teams mature right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, and it's been the younger teams that have some good talent, overall depth and offense-defensive combo that's been able to withstand kind of the star power of what the Warriors can provide, what the Lakers can provide, of certainly what the Suns can provide. Now, the Kings and the Pelicans are the two younger versions of teams that missed out in that group, but... All that, and it's like Denver's got the perfect mix where they're not old, they're not young, but they've got one of the best players, if not the best player.
Yes.
And then Jamal Murray is like the most unique player. He's never been an all-star.
Never.
He's never made an all-NBA. He's always thought of as good, but when you get to the postseason, man, he made two basically game-winning shots against the Lakers to knock them out. He's been big. He's had 50-point games in the playoffs. He's been a great postseason player.
And he's a good regular season mm-hmm. player, but you're right. Let me ask you this. This isn't going to be perfect, but find me a better analogy. We'll go to break. Find me a better analogy. If I were to say, I'm going to try to cross-sport this, Jamal Murray is the Madison Bumgarner of basketball. Mm. That's the first thing that pops into my head.
Okay.
I think there's a better analogy. Let's all think about it during the break. Bring in football as well. But right now, you get exactly where I'm going. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and let's do a postmortem on the New Orleans Pelicans. They are on their way to Cancun. Why is it always Cancun? Why is anybody on their way to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Let's go to Costa Rica.
Let's go to Costa Rica. Hey, how about Puerto Vallarta? It's nice this time of year.
Finland.
Finland. Yeah, maybe cool off.
Yeah.
Why is it always Cancun?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next.
Michael Dave. He has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sacktown Sports.
When our friends become successful, we hate it when our friends become successful. Oh, look at those clothes. Now look at that face, it's so
I mean, this is kind of upbeat. It makes me want to hurt myself. You know that meme where, like, the guy's taking his headphones off? It's not offensively bad. No, I don't want to go crazy here.
Not just some guy, that's Jose Mourinho.
Is that what that was? Yeah. I never knew who it was. That's great. You know who it kind of looks like, who I thought it was at first, was Colin Coward.
Hmm.
If you go back and look at it, it kind of looks like Colin Coward. Anyways. Look, it's weird, man, how one person can listen to something and go, oh, my God, I love this. It's not even the genre of music. Like, if you were to put on some early REM, like, if one of my favorite songs of all time, Open Road, Top Down, whatever, that type of song, put on Orange Crush by REM. I love that song. Just starts out, great guitar, get into it, having fun. But somebody out there is going to listen to that song and go, come on, this sucks. Where's my Morrissey?
Mm. Gross.
Seriously. MC believes that everyone's going to Cancun because that's what the cartel of control wants. We're now into deep Cancun.
Whoa. The cartel of control.
It would actually be kind of fun during the summer to have, like, I know he wouldn't do this, but, like, to have, like, an MC segment once a week where it's, like,
in studio?
No, God, please, no. Where, we throw, like, random things at him, and then he talks us through how it's, like, it's a conspiracy or a cash grab or, you know, they're spying on you.
Right.
Just kind of wonder what as long as I didn't have to meet him there, because that would be a little freaky to me. Like,
do you think you've met him?
Probably. I don't know. But I wonder what his abode looks like. Like, what is the, is it like how,
a bunker?
It's probably super normal, but, like, yes. Like, is MC's place, like, is it like yarn from, like the string where it goes from wall to wall, like, with thumbtack pictures on there, or, like, with question marks on photos?
I feel like you might be in the center.
You know, right? No, he.
How does it connect?
Yeah, how does it all connect? Because it's just like random, like, hey, I like a Frosty at Wendy's. Well, that's what they want you to like. Stay boosted. What? I just want a chocolate Frosty.
I was kind of craving it. That's all.
That's what your corporate overlords want you to think. And
why
is
Arizona iced tea always 99 cents?
Why is that? Why has it not been affected by inflation? I don't know. It's your corporate overlords. What?
Hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I think in his world, like, it's, you know, it's like anybody tells you they're a critical thinker, I automatically like, okay.
Or like stinker.
Okay, critical thinker. Yeah, exactly. But that's got to be an exhausting way to think, man. Mm-hmm. Seriously, how exhausting does that have to be?
I try not to.
For real.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll bet you I'm being spied on. I'm sure the government has, whatever. How you doing? Yes. I've probably been injected with 97 things. I might be part robot, and we might be living in the Matrix, and it's all a simulation, and Bill Gates is in charge.
It's what we know.
I'm like the guy in the Matrix, the bad guy who's like, I don't care. I want to be somebody famous, and I want a steak every day. Like, I don't want to remember nothing. Like, I don't want to know if
I take that deal.
Yes. If all this crap is real, I don't want – why do you want to know it? I don't want to know. I want to be blissfully ignorant. So you do the research.
Yeah.
Who fact checks the fact checkers? Anyways, love you, MC. New Orleans Pelicans, 49 wins, the most ever as the Pelicans.
Yeah. Okay. What'd that get them? First round exit.
First round, you're gone.
Yeah. But they're not firing Willie Green, right? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. It's weird. You think like, yeah, it's just not that same. I think the Pelicans are just like jury duty in New Orleans. Like, well, they're there. We kind of have to go. Nowhere near that pressure.
When's Saints season? When do the LSU Tigers start?
Right. When are the Saints coming around? When are the Tigers coming around? Exactly. Mardi Gras next month, mm-hmm. you know, or last one. Well, it was a couple months ago,
ago, February.
But I look, I'm not just saying this. What would it be, like Stockholm Syndrome, I guess? I'm not just saying this because they kicked the hell out of us. I really like the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I do. I like the makeup. We talked about them last year at length.
Right.
Love that. I love their makeup. I love their defense. I love how active their hands are in the passing lanes. I like Brandon Ingram's game. I love CJ McCollum's game. I think Zion Williamson's a fantastic player, when healthy. I think you always say that Domantas Sabonis is a diet Jokic. Mm-hmm. Jonas Valanciunas is a diet Sabonis without the assists.
Right.
But he's the closest there is.
Well, and they're looking at their free agent list. They've got Valanciunas, Najee Marshall, and Cody Zeller. But Marshall and Valanciunas would intrigue me definitely as Kings. Now, I don't know if Valanciunas would be a backup, I guess, or play with Sabonis. I don't know. That may not be the best fit. But Najee Marshall, that team, like when the Kings play the Pelicans, we always try to figure out why do they lose to them every time. I think the Kings have trouble with teams with length and height. You know, I think they have all of them. Like the Pelicans, the Kings need a player that's, you know, 6'8 with long arms. That's Ingram. That's Herb Jones. That's Murphy. That's Najee Marshall. I'm like, they got all of them.
They do. And they are.
And like Zion's the little guy.
Right.
He's the little guy that they put out there, and he's just a truck.
He really is. He is an absolute truck. Then you're bringing 6'7 guard Dyson Daniels off the bench, to your point. Brandon Ingram, 6'8. Herb Jones, 6'7. Najee Marshall, 6'6. Trey Murphy, 6'8. Nance, 6'8. Valanciunas, 6'11. And then you're right. Zion Williamson, 6'6.
Yes.
And I think that 6'6 is generous,
he's
by the way.
He's a little seller.
Here's what's hilarious. If you go by, so Jonas Valanciunas is 6'11, Zion Williamson is 6'6. If you go by what's listed, Zion outweighs him by 20 pounds.
Wow, on the listed.
Zion outweighs Jonas Valanciunas, who I assure you, if you're not a basketball fan, is not a beanpole.
Yeah.
Jonas Valanciunas is a big side of chuck roast beef, and Zion is 5 inches shorter. And outweighs him by 20 pounds.
Right.
That's girth. That's that is thickness with a quickness.
Yeah.
I know that if there was Metairie Dave out there calling in on the New Orleans shows, he wouldn't want to hear this. The New Orleans Pelicans might be the one team where I'm like, guys, don't touch a thing.
Yeah.
Just maybe after next year, but don't touch a thing right now.
Two first-round picks. One of them's from the Lakers that they don't have to convey if they don't want to, but let's say they do. I mean, so you have two first-round picks. Mm-hmm. They probably should try to keep Valanciunas.
100%.
And then, you know, see if the picks help you. Maybe you make a tweak somewhere on the edges, and if 49's your best, you could probably go, hey, a few things here. I'm sure, look, we didn't cover all their games. I'm sure they've got something to go. Why did we lose? You know what? What did they say? Their guy that was with us, Todd Graffinini, said, you know what bothers us the most? He goes, the Lakers and the Magic. So the Magic, they lost to twice, I guess, badly. They only play them twice. But, you know, maybe there's a team or two that they go, man, if we would have just figured them out, why did we lose to this team four times? You know, that could be a 55-win team. And remember last year, the year that they didn't make it, they were the ones he'd going into the calendar year. After December 31st of 2022, I guess it was. So they've got that ability to be near the top of the West.
Let me ask you this. Is it obviously you can't predict the future. do you, I don't even want to say outlandish, but if I were to make the following statement, if this team stays together and healthy for the next 3 years, they very well could be a title contender.
I don't think that's crazy.
I don't know that that's true, but I feel like it's true.
Right.
I don't know what was missing from them this year other than Zion being hurt.
Okay, so if we go back a year, which is really hard to do this, but would you have felt okay? Like, we were thinking OKC was doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have said, oh, they'll probably be the one seed and can win a championship next year. I go, no, that's too far. Well, they are the one seed.
Yeah.
They are at a round two. They look really good. I don't know that they'll win a championship, but I feel like they're in the group that you go, yeah, they could do it. Minnesota, I didn't love their roster, but you could say, okay, put it together, they might be. Well, now here they are. Like, if they get through Denver,
yeah,
why can't they win this whole thing?
I completely agree.
So, again, back to New Orleans, I thought that was a good matchup for them to take on OKC. They got to figure out why they got swept. Maybe part of it was as simple to say they didn't have Zion. I don't know if it's that easy. I'm sure he would have helped. But would they have done better in a different matchup? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
And we'll find out next year. I definitely, when we're doing our preview for next year, assuming not much has changed, I've got New Orleans in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
And they just see, and they're, by the way, they're still relatively, for the most part, young.
Yeah.
Especially the Ingram Zion core. Mm-hmm. Very young. We'll take a break when we come back. The Lakers postmortem.
Oh.
I know.
They lost?
Very sad, sad. Cue some sad music, Chris, when we come back. Very sad postmortem on the Lakers. Hey, where do they go from here? That's a legit question. We'll find out next.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on your local sports leader,
Sacktown Sports.
Okay, hold on. This is Duran Duran.
Hey, very good.
Duran Duran's one of those. Chris is taking us down a road here.
I don't like this road.
I kind of like where he's going, and I don't know if he did this on purpose.
You said to come back with sad music.
But here's the thing. So he came back. That was Morrissey, last rejoiner.
The Smiths.
All right. So this is kind of a similar genre, if you will, just musically. But there's something a little poppier about Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great song. Also, I don't know if I'm going to cruise around and listen to this. But Duran Duran's a very hit and miss band for me.
Yeah.
Like Reflex, was it Girls on Film or Rio?
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Hungry Like the Wolf's one of my favorite songs. I love that song. And I also love
Union of the Snake.
Nope. Oh God, what's
Closet the Duran Duran fan, Jason Ross.
What's the song they did on one of their like 90s albums, and then they did an unplugged version of it, and it was insane. It was a the guitar. It came in from the I won't cry for yesterday. Ordinary World. Sorry, everybody, had to get through that. Ordinary World. Actually, the MTV Unplugged version of it, I think, is better than the original. I love that because Simon Le Bon's voice is insane when he does that. But then, again, I can't think of Duran Duran and Morrissey in the same breath.
Right.
Just like, aha. Fine with aha.
Gotcha. Oh, the band.
The band. But then when you really look at aha's catalog, it's like not a lot of hits.
Is it just Take On Me?
It's Take On Me. Yeah. No.
Do they have another one?
I feel like they do. Feel like bet they do. I know they did. I think Aha did. Wasn't Aha that did the Living Daylights, one of the Timothy Dalton Bond
smash hits.
Sorry, everybody. Just hold on. We'll get to the Lakers here in a second. I want to see what Aha's. The sun always shines on TV, hunting high and low, crying in the rain, Take on Me, and the acoustic version of Take on Me. Yeah, not a lot from my. You know who actually had more hits than Aha? This is going to trigger a lot of people. Mike and the Mechanics. Mike and the Mechanics, underrated band.
Yeah.
All I Need is a Miracle.
All I Need is You.
All I Need is You. Like, if Mike and the Mechanics and Mr. Mister could be one band, they'd have a pretty decent catalog.
Mr. Mechanics.
Mr. Mechanics, Mike and the Misters. Mr. Mister had two songs.
Yeah.
You remember them? So you had... you got the harder one.
Kyrie, was it?
Kyrie and... Kyrie was one. But that wasn't their big hit. I mean, it was a hit. Their big hit. Their smash hit.
Broken Wings.
Broken Wings.
Featured in the movie MacGruber.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Featured in the movie MacGruber.
It's an incredible scene.
Also... Mm-hmm. Been having a conversation with somebody on the text line at 916-339-1140, and this person's a loyal listener, so I don't want to insult them, but every once in a while, Chris, you'll see this. Jason, you probably know this too. We get, this spam from a phone number, and it's always, like, some website, right? And I kept meaning to tell you, Chris, to ban that number because I figured it was just... a scammer, right? Well, I recognized this person actually texted us, and I looked at the number to see, like, oh, did they text something else? It's from this website called, like, Green Med Info, or this latest one is cod liver oil is a natural agent for rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
We get those all the time, every day.
Yeah.
But then this person also, from that same number, texted... it was when we were doing the NBA. That's when I said, Carmichael Dave, NBA employee. We were talking about that, right? So I said, dude, why do we keep getting Green Med Info text from you? And this guy says, I have – my phone is set up so I don't have to type all the time. So I'll send automatic article blasts to all my contacts in my phone.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Oh, my God. Is that not sound like the biggest nightmare in the world, that you have a buddy who will text you links to an article and it goes out to every Now, I don't know. Maybe this person has 10 contacts.
Right.
And I guess Sacktown Sports is one of the contacts because he likes to text us.
Sure.
I'm just here to say, my man, if you've got a lot of... They don't...
Blocked!
They don't like it. You've been muted many times. Just looking out for you. It's something to think about. One to grow on. It's like the Lakers have a lot to grow on, Jason Ross. 47 wins.
Good for them.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's above 500. But Gonzo...
That's a respectable job.
Yeah, it was. They gone. 5 games. See you later. Now, if we're being fair to the Lakers, they were competitive in all the games.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think you said yesterday, they actually led for more minutes.
Way more minutes.
But in the end... Denver is like Thanos, man. They're just inevitable. You knew what was happening last night. And you talked about Jamal Murray. Let me see if I still have this up here. It was Nick Wright, the broadcaster, actually, who tweeted this last night. I thought it was a good one. Jamal Murray is one of the most unique players in NBA history. 0 All-Star appearances, as you said. 0 All-NBA teams. Absolutely not a single regular season accolade whatsoever. Yet only Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, and Allen Iverson have more 50-point playoff games. He's got one iconic playoff run already under his belt. 2 other awesome ones. Remember his run in the bubble?
Mm-hmm.
2 other awesome ones. And now this year, which is a work in progress, with a true walk-off buzzer beater and another near buzzer beater last night. Wasn't a buzzer beater, but it was close. And 32 points, and he's playing practically on one leg.
Yeah.
It is truly one of the more iconic. And so I had said before the break, he's like the Madison Bumgarner of and it's not an exact science because Bumgarner was good during the regular season, but it was a whole new level for Bumgarner in the playoffs.
Best for the last.
Right. And Jamal Murray, who I think if you look at their stats together, De'Aaron Fox is a better point guard than Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at what Jamal Murray does in the playoffs, it's like, that's a whole, and maybe that would be Fox if he went that far.
Sure.
But he hasn't.
Right.
Now, you got the Lakers. They may not be in Suns trouble, but there are some similarities. Darvin Ham is almost certainly going to be fired. That's what the reports say. They're still hurting from the Anthony Davis trade, amongst other things. They only have one draft pick, and it's number 55 overall, unless the Pelicans decide to decline the first rounder this year, which I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might want to do. First, it's supposed to be a woof draft. Secondly, Lakers might be this side of a rebuild.
Could be.
They also have a number of free agents. Spencer Dinwiddie, Torian Prince. That's Torian Prince. That's not Tori and Prince. Right. Not Torian two different Prince. Guys. And Max Christie. LeBron James, D'Angelo Russell, Christian Wood, Cam Reddish, Jackson Hayes all have player options. Yeah. And it sounds like there is a domino in this one, and that would be LeBron James.
It's all about LeBron, right? Yeah. I mean, if he says, and I know last night he said that it's not my time to answer that. I think there's already some reports today that he may officially become a free agent. Still means he could sign with the Lakers.
Sure.
But which I think might be the right play to say you're going to become a free agent just to see what's out there. Because, okay, here's my question to you, and I don't know, this is us purely speculating.
Sure.
Do you think it would mean more to LeBron James if he had this choice? You know, we do the choices that we have to make. If his choice was to play with his son or to have one more run at a team that he really thinks could win a championship. And they could both come together.
Yeah,
but I'm saying if it's an either or.
If it is, because I can guarantee you LeBron's going to say, I want both.
I know, but what if Charlotte says, we're the one, we're going to sign Bronny, go and draft him, so we're willing to accept you here, or whatever, I'm picking it. Detroit, any team that's not a championship contender.
I think he's got to go championship. But I'd really respect it if he went Bronny. I think that'd be cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I don't believe we've ever had a father-son on the same floor in the NBA. It's not like in baseball. I think that'd be great. That's something, you want to do something that's unprecedented? Do that. Michael Jordan didn't do that. There you go. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all the money. He's got all the, he ain't catching Jordan in titles. I highly doubt that. There's always going to be a debate. And by the way, even if he caught Jordan in titles, it's going to only play 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Play with your son, man. You can't, you've got everything. You can't duplicate that.
Yeah.
And LeBron James is going to own an NBA team here very soon. You can say whatever you want. I know that, at least one person on this chat line is going to go ballistic, but LeBron James is arguably the smartest player to ever play in the game. He's certainly one of them. And he has the ability here, and really more importantly, the legal freedom within the NBA rules to really orchestrate something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Really orchestrate something. To pick the team. Yeah, the Lakers have said they'll pick LeBron, Bronny James. Yeah, they have pick 55.
Right.
Now, certainly they could try to grab a pick.
Yeah,
but
it might work.
But that's the game of chicken. It all comes down to, and if I'm a journalist, a real journalist, if I'm a Shams Charania, Sam Amick, and Adrian Wojnarowski, I'm asking LeBron in fact, in his media last night, if somebody asked it, I don't think they did because we'd know it. LeBron, are you going to try to go play on the team that drafts Bronny, assuming he's drafted, regardless of where that is? It was asked and it is in the folder. Well, thank you, Chris Verlade. It was asked, and it's in the folder.
Super easy to get to.
Super, super easy to get to. Absolutely no issues whatsoever, as there are 17 things open here. Nope. And really? All right, hold on here. This is great radio, by the way. That's King stuff.
How about I just play it?
No, I got it here. Hold on. Where is it? LA Lakers. Nope, that's not it. You all shut up. Here we go. LeBron playing with his son on the same team.
I don't know. I haven't given much thought lately. Obviously, I thought about it in the past, but at the end of the day, the kid has to do what he wants to do, and I don't even want to say kid no more. The young man will decide what he wants to do and how he wants his career to go.
Garbage. BS. Don't buy it. You haven't thought of it lately? Please. You don't already have it planned out. You haven't had extensive conversations with your son about this. Get out of Dodge, pal.
Ronnie says, yeah, I don't want to play
with you. I don't want to play with your dad. I know. We've never thought about it from that angle. He's like,
tough enough being your son.
Right.
I'm not you.
What better way to
play? Oh, you're going to go out with the team? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. Go make a team, Bronny. Go make a team on your own merits. I mean, come on. We always talk about the older vet, like, taking the younger player. How about having your dad, who's one of the greatest ever, taking you under his wing on the road? At the same time, Bronny might want to be like, hey, man, I want to get in the NBA. I want to party. Yeah. One more. LeBron, is this his last game as a Laker?
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, that means he's thought about it. That means he's thought about it. We'll take a break.
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
You will eventually when we come back. Who's hot, who's not? Let's go streaking and more as we head to the final hour of the program. We have some NFL on the way, what to watch, Styles and Watkins, and more. We got an hour plus in the program. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back on Sack Town.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Ooh. It's hot.
The Oakland A's?
Oh, what?
Specifically the A's bullpen. They are on an 18.1 inning scoreless streak. Over that time, they have allowed only 5 hits, 3 walks, and have had 20 strikeouts. The A's are also 9-0 when they had the lead after 7 innings.
Yo, 9-0? That smells like a good bullpen to me.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Who's hot, Chris?
I just told you the Oakland A's.
How about not?
I mean, who is not?
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Yusuf Nurkic.
Yusuf Nurkic.
The Suns' final game was Nurkic's 20th game in the playoffs. His record in the playoffs is 3-17.
Ew.
That's a winning percentage of 150. And it is the worst by any player in NBA playoff history with at least 20 games.
That's Nurkic.
Where's Draymond Green talking garbage?
Everywhere.
Unscreened phone calls are always a worry. Hello. Good morning. Okay. That's why you don't take unscreened phone calls. That's on me. You know, like when the guy commits the foul? Just raises his hand. That's on me, ref. That was me. I mean, I'd like to say we have a pretty good run of taking on-screen phone calls and then being okay. I know we did one yesterday. That was why we screened them. Now, that being said, that guy could have screened. Hey, I want to talk about the Kings. Okay.
Maybe he was getting to that.
Yeah. And you're welcome, YouTube.
He's had a busy morning.
It's not funny. Great transition. I don't know why he was. There was a little more descriptive than necessary. Like, we get what you were doing. You didn't need to add that in. All right, upsizematters.com. Let's go streaking, everybody.
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking!
Hey, we're getting to some serious streak numbers here.
Who gave MC and Chris the phone number? It's one of them.
Dave, you were at 6 going into yesterday.
I was.
Chris was at 4.
Hey, get off my tail.
I was the one ruining the show average. I was at 0.
Boo.
But we all picked new players yesterday.
Dave,
you went with Shohei Ohtani. To see if you could extend the streak to 7.
Let's extend it.
4 plate appearances.
Uh-huh.
2 hits.
Let's go!
That's a 7-game hitting streak for Carmichael Dave. Season best.
Season best.
Show best for this year.
Okay, MC says it wasn't him. So, all right.
We believe him.
He's many things. He's not a liar.
Trey Turner is who I selected from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, might get traded from the Hawks this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they're hearing. 4 plate appearances. 2 hits.
Hey, look at you.
I'm at 1.
Look at you.
And Christopher Laud trying to extend his streak to 5. He took from the Minnesota Twins, Ryan Jeffers.
Jeffers.
He got up three times.
And got two hits.
And he got zero hits.
Oh, no. Ooh, it's over. So
Enjoy the baseball.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so Chris at zero. I'm at one. Dave is at seven. A lot of pressure now.
What? Oh, gosh.
Feeling the heat?
I don't want to lock up here.
You know, your people are calling in. The media wants to hear from you to see how you're dealing with this hit streak.
Just people. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You can't pick anybody you've picked in this 7-game
hitting streak. I know. We're starting to, and there's not a lot of, like, crazy. Okay. All right. I've been avoiding it. Let's go.
Are you?
I'm gonna.
He's You see what he's batting?
I know.
Okay, up and down.
Hold on. Are you talking me out? You might be talking me out of it here. Let's see. In his last few games,
do it.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah. All right.
Aaron Judge, who is 6 of his last 12 and still batting .212.
Oh, he's up. He's finally up 200.
He's on a heater. Let's keep it going, yeah. Aaron. Sacramento's Aaron Judge.
I'm going to the New York team as well, but the Metropolitans.
Oh.
I'm taking a guy who's batting under 200. It's risky. Francisco Lindor.
Francisco Lindor.
Chris?
Lindor.
I was hoping to use my streak starter, but Jackson Holliday was sent to AAA.
You can still use. Hey, are we okay? Can you use a AAA guy?
Am I grandfathered in with Jackson Holliday, right? Since I did choose him as an MLB player?
Also, why isn't it grandmothered?
Good point.
Just ask him.
Yeah. I will take Mookie Betts.
You always get a Mookie
Betts.
Okay. Good luck getting to 8.
A little moist in the palms here. A little nervous.
What are you doing? What that guy was doing?
So I'm at 7. You said
you're at 7.
So what am I? It was it 11 or 12?
11 was the record.
Oh, boy. I think if we get to double digits, that's when it really gets.
Oh yeah.
That's when there's gonna have like I'll look the night before, like research it, like put some.
I thought that's what you already did.
Well, you know, I have. I go over to MC's house and we have like all kinds of charts and everything. Yeah. Like who's his what
tendencies, is who's pitching.
Who's pitching.
Yeah, launch angle.
Right. Is this guy boosted? I don't know. Yeah. We take everything into account. We'll take a break when we come back. Let's go off the rails a little bit because that's a great point. Coming this fall, football.
Hey,
NFL
it's
football.
Coming back.
It's going to sound a little different, though, because we're having some shakeups with the broadcasters. Yeah, hey now. We'll kind of catch you up on who's moving around where and who and with what, and we'll do that next.